It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today in New York, TV networks and advertisers are in the thick of the upfronts. This is when the networks parade out their fall lineups and advertisers move in to start the bidding. Lingering over the proceedings this year is the Hopper. That's a new commercial skipping device from Dish Network. People with DVRs have been able to manually fast-forward through TV ads, but media professor Max Dawson at Northwestern University says they don't do it that much.
Whether it's a matter of laziness, people not understanding the features on their DVRs, or just liking to watch commercials, people have not necessarily done that widespread ad abandonment that the broadcasters have been fearing.
So here comes the Hopper from Dish Network. Does this change that equation considerably?
Well, it takes the human factor out of things. It allows you to, with the push of a button, eliminate all of the ads from recorded network primetime programming, provided you wait until 1 a.m. the next morning.
Dawson says viewers might celebrate now, but such liberty comes at a price.
We have to recognize that somebody has to pay the bills one way or another. And whether that's going to be subscription fees along the lines of a HBO or a Netflix or product placements or just seeing your favorite shows get cut down to shorter orders with lower budgets, the money's got to come from somewhere or else the programming is going to suffer.
So, advertisers, TV networks, it's your move. Lori Baird is with the Georgia Tech Institute for People and Technology. She says the industry is busy on a number of fronts.
One is they're trying to integrate their product into the program. So the character is drinking the product or driving the automobile. The other thing that's going on is things that they're calling second screen experience or companion applications, where you're sitting at home and you may have your iPad or your PC or your cell phone with you, and it's offering you a bonus material tied to what you're watching.
Here's another wrinkle with something like the Hopper. What about our shared pop culture? I've actually been living in this commercial-free world for a couple of years, skipping everything automatically using my computer. But this comes at a personal cost. I don't always know what movies are coming out. I don't know what the local TV news has coming up. Worst of all, maybe, I miss those catchphrases that bind us all together. Imagine a world where we're all skipping commercials, and no one ever again walks up to your desk and goes, yeah, on second thought, unleash the Hopper. The election season immigration debate includes the shortage of visas for skilled workers. And here's one creative workaround. Have them work just offshore. The company Blue Seed says it's a year and a half from having a floating workspace for startups the size of a cruise ship. It'll be anchored in international waters off of Silicon Valley. Max Marty is Blue Seed's CEO.
There's bright, talented, creative individuals all over the world. It's a crying shame that a lot of people want to come here, want to create new companies, new technologies, but are not allowed to do so because of our fairly antiquated visa system.
Entrepreneurs from everywhere would live and work on the ship, operating under the flag and the much more open work visa rules of the Bahamas. Seems like the reality show is only a matter of time. The tech boat. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.